So Miss Navajo Nation, like I said, is an ambassador, and she has to have the knowledge of all of our traditions, all of our cultures, and most importantly, the language of the Navajo people. And so the competition is a very grueling competition. It's a week long. It starts from Sunday through Saturday, and it takes place during the Navajo Nation Fair. And each day has a different competition category, but it's all week. And so we usually try to have it during Labor Day weekend so people can make it out to the butchering contest that we have as contestants, which is one of the most popular competition categories that everyone comes to see. So we have the butchering on Monday, and then not only is it just the butchering, but we have a meat cutting demonstration, and we have an impromptu question following that as well. So that's day one. The second day we have interviews. We have a business interview, which is in English, and we have a traditional interview, which is in Navajo. And so we have those that day, and we also have to do community service during our time as contestants. So we probably visit like a nursing home or like a daycare or something like that and visit with the community. The following day is Wednesday, so we have the traditional foods competition, which is hosted by the Miss Navajo Nation Council. That consists of all of the former Miss Navajo Nations. So all the 65 ladies before me that have been Miss Navajo become part of the council. So they take care of the traditional foods part. And this year we had to prepare three traditional foods. We had to prepare tzatzpe, which is grinded up roasted corn. Our people use that as like creamer, as a sweetener, and a long time ago our hunters used to use that as a meal substitute. We also had to make nanis karadotlij, which are blue corn patties, and we also had to make tkanil, which is blue corn mush. So we had to prepare all of those on an open fire and in front of an audience, and we're also getting judged by the former Miss Navajo Nations, so pretty intense there. The next day we have our contemporary competition. We have our contemporary skill, contemporary talent, contemporary introduction with our platform statement. We have an impromptu question, and we have an evening gown presentation that evening as well. And then the following day, which is the last day, which is Friday, we have the traditional parts. We have traditional skill, traditional talent, traditional introduction, impromptu, and evening attire that we have. And then Saturday, which is the last day of the fair and which is the last day of competition, we do, more community service. We take part in the parade, the Navajo Nation Fair parade. So all of the contestants get to be in the parade, and it's kind of like the outgoing Miss Navajo Nation's like last hurrah before the coronation. And then the coronation takes place in the evening, and that's a whole nother show within itself because we have like fashion shows, we have guest speakers, we have comedians come, different types of things that we try to have there. But that's a show within itself. And then we have the awards for the competition, and then the crowning of the new Miss Navajo Nation. To me, she's like a living artifact because you can talk to her, you can ask her questions about anything, and she knows the answer because that's her job. And getting to where I am now as Miss Navajo, you know, it took my whole life to get here. It's not something you can learn in a year or 5 years. It takes your whole life because you have to actually live it. You have to go through the motions and, you know, actually sit around the fire and pray and, you know, have to understand this lifestyle in order to be able to preach it. And so I think every Miss Navajo who has become Miss Navajo Nation epitomizes all of those of the Diné woman, but she also represents all of our female deities as well, by respecting herself, respecting who she is and who she keeps around, and what most importantly, what she teaches and what kind of essence she gives off to the world. And so she also has to be like a grandmother, mother, aunt type of thing, friend for the entire nation. And you know, she has to have her door open and has to be that kind, spirited person. So each Miss Navajo brings her own flavor to the title and makes it a little better and a little greater than before in order to make it better for the future Miss Navajos. So to me, Miss Navajo Nation is something that our young women can use to have a voice in order to influence the next seven generations, in order for us to be in existence in that time, and to know that our culture and who we are is passed down to our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and knowing that it's going to be there and it's going to thrive and it's just going to continue on until this world is finished.